The following is an unrehearsed interview for the Kentucky Oral History Project. The interview is being conducted by Darlene Young on the 21st day of July, 1980. The interviewee is Mrs. Goldie Shannon Isaac. The interview is taking place in Mrs. Isaac's home, and I will begin with asking her some questions about her childhood. Goldie, what do you remember about your family as a child? Like, could you tell me something about how you lived?
We lived just like everybody else. We all worked. I mean, everybody worked the bus to do, except split rails and make boards.
You worked in the garden?
On my farm. I was in the cornfield, cutting corn. Me and my mother, but I had a priest, and then I got a letter that I didn't have the certificate.
Now, what do you mean by your first certificate?
I took the certificate.
Now, you took that in Louisa. What year was that? Do you remember?
I'd have to go way back. I was at the seminary now, and I was too young to take the examination.
So it was the early 1900s when you took your examination. Do you remember it as being a hard test, or was it easy, or?
Oh, they're all hard because I really always got nervous.
Was it written test, or did they ask you questions?
Written.
What background did you have for the examination? For example, tell me what kind of schooling you had.
I had gone to 8th grade, and I don't know how many years I was the Annie Burgess, and she was one of the best teachers I've ever seen.
So you went more than just 8 years, though. You went back after you had finished.
I went back a summer before I started.
And I went
to
Latin. Professor Byington's school. How long did you go there?
1 year.
And then you took your examination.
But in the meantime, I took that fall 4 months before I didn't have any certificate. Only they applied and got me a permit. My Uncle Dave signed the school with the understanding that I was the teacher. Judy Burgess taught us and taught there, and she meant to have cake with Methodist. And they couldn't get a teacher finished out. And I rode horseback, and I carried 2 children from behind.
And then you decide to take your examination.
And well, I took the examination and got over.
Oh, I see. You taught really underage.
No. I started in October, and the teacher's examination was in June, and September. That I remember.
Oh, I see. So it's already past the time when you could have taken the examination. Can you give me some of the names of the teachers that you went to school to? Now, you went to school at Trace Branch.
And
Lick Creek, too. Who was your first teacher? Do you remember?
Sheridan Dobbins.
Sheridan Dobbins.
And he's a wonderful man.
Whatever happened to him? Did he leave the county, or
he left He left the county, but he always came back to the home. But I think I have this picture with Omar Olson. And everybody is in my
brain. All right, now, after.
And after Sheridan was Lige Rice.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me something about him? Whatever happened to him, do you know? Did he teach him? But did he stay in the county, or do you know? You don't remember other than when you had him.
And then I went to Molly Roberts there. And then we moved from there and come down to the gypsy top. And I don't know how often the gypsy doesn't marry. And then I know when we come down there, I had been born in fourth grade there. But when I come down there, she had was just starting out in fifth grade. She was in fifth grade. And so after Gypsy was do you remember that meeting?
No, I don't believe I do.
Well, she was Carter before she married Lane. We broke the whip and she worked back and forth. I went to school to her every year. I went to school to Estelle Bowling up here.
Now, would that be about all the teachers that you had? When you went to school at Trace Branch, who were some of the children that were in class with you? What were some of their names? Would we know any of them now? Would there be any living in Lawrence County?
Yes. I heard of a woman that just died this morning.
Who was that?
Lily Thompson.
Lily Thompson. Where does she live?
She lives right down here at the board of work on the road gang that works hazard.
All right, now she wouldn't have been Thompson probably when you knew her, though, was she?
No, she didn't.
Lily Jennings.
And then you know, Robin, the Jared.
Yes.
And the Burgess.
Uh-huh. And you went to school with some of them?
I went with all of them.
With all of them?
All the old ones.
All the old ones.
And I went to school with my cousins, of the Jim's children, all of them, Molly, and Bernard, and Ryan. And I went to school with Uncle Harv's children. They were Lee and Harvey and Dick. I went to school with Aunt Lolly Adams and Uncle Jay. I went to school with the Preston boys. That used to live in Stone House. Probably you don't know.
No, I don't believe I know of them. When you went to school, now this was the early 1900s, about how many students were at Trace Branch? About, was it like a one-room school?
Yeah, we had
one room. Would there have been how many children approximately?
Well, I'd say as much.
50. What was an average day like? Did you have a whole place to the flag and things like that?
No,
you didn't. What was it like to go to school there?
Well, we go to school, we sang, and we would hang jelly to the flag. And then we'd maybe they'd read a scripture verse. And we got her singing that too. But our playing line, we played what was called dates. And we all played dates. You know now, a ball.
I remember Mrs. Adams telling me about that. It was a type of ball game, wasn't it? It was similar to baseball.
You have a bunch up here and a bunch down there, and when you catch it one down there, you put it on the duck. What's called a duck. You make it a duck hatch. They have to get them off. You have to watch them to keep them from getting them off. And they have a duck too. This and we didn't have much faith. What we had, it was just a bag, a flat one, little flat base, and then back down.
So you didn't really have room to play a lot of games.
We played marbles,
horseshoes.
No, we didn't play.
You didn't play horseshoes. What type of books did you use? Did you use McGuffey's readers?
No, never used.
What type of books did you have?
Well, I just did.
Did you have spelling and reading and arithmetic? Just the standard classes.
And geography and things like that. But when we came down to Miss Gibson, Gypsy Thompson, she married a horse. She's the old horse.
Joe.
When we come down to her, she went to teach us at recess when we wanted to sew, to embroidery, to, I know the first. That takes them fair. The first thing that she put me on was sewing. And we made an apron and we had three pockets down at the bottom. And we brow stitched. First time ever I done brow
stitched. And was this like the start of the 4-H program? Were you in a club like?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
We done this on our own.
Oh.
And she did it on her own. She just did it.
She wanted you to?
The help us because we wanted to learn.
But you said that you took it to the fair. Did you enter it into a contest?
Yeah.
Did you do anything besides sewing? Before the fair, did you like can or anything like that? What did the boys do while you were embroidering and sewing?
They'd get out and play. Maybe they'd go gather mountain tea or something other. Something like that. Get out and play. They play. Now down here, they play for us.
At Lick Creek.
Uh-huh.
What was the buildings like? Were they cold?
Yes, it was.
You had a big coal stove in the center? Or?
Yes. Hot metal stove.
Did you walk to school?
Yes.
How far?
Well, it was about 2 miles away. My granddaddy, I started in when I was just young. And I believe 4 years old. And my granddaddy would take me across the hill every morning.
On horseback?
No, he'd take me walk across the hill, pray for me, come home and say.
Yeah. When you went to Professor Byington's school, tell me something about that school. Who was in class with you?
Pearl Sturgeon, Mary Thompson, Hattie Thompson, Maxie Thompson. Pearl Sturgeon's brother, but I forgot his name. And Pearl had a sister, a student. And they were so many from up in the Colby's. Because I know we stayed at Gypsy Blankenship. Gypsy Blankenship and I roomed together at Bay Thompson. The first year we were there. And David was born.
While you were there?
While we was there. And so they had to give their help up. Or they did give their help up. And they had a colored baby. And she quit. Or they gave her up or something. Anyhow, they decided they was going to get not keeping more. And I think they decided they want to be alone. And I went down to Aunt Mary Wells. I don't know whether you remember her, but your daddy and mother were. And the older boys.
Where was this located now?
You know where, Tucker's shop is?
Yes.
First house is from this way on that public street.
Main Cross Street. And you lived there how long?
Well, I stayed there all the time I went to school. I didn't go to school only that winter, and I took the examination. And when I took the examination, I passed. And I had, it was a 2-year certificate. I made. And at that time, you didn't go back and renew your certificates all the time. Credit, you see, what you prefer. That got to be later. But the next certificate I made, I went to John C. Mellon, and I went up there and took the teachers for me and made my certificate.
How long were you at Mayo?
We was up, Andy and I both went up there, I think, in September, and maybe, I don't know, but maybe we was there that year.
Do you remember when you first started teaching how much money you made?
Yeah, $75, but since that time, I made $35 one time. But I can't tell you what year it was.
Yeah.
1 year, it dropped down to $35. I know these like talking about that. They said, my son said, my mother, you can get $35 to bought one you get for $100 now. But $75 is all I got.
What do you remember about Louisa when you first went there to school?
I had been in Louisa before, but my daddy had slept, and I'd stayed in Uncle Floyd Webb in Betts. You know, they live across in from Tucker's garage. The second house, I believe, going down the mystery. And I stayed there, I don't know how many months, and went to school there.
At grade school.
My papa was in the hospital, and mommy stayed in the hospital with mom. And he got better today. You know, you didn't take a man and bring him out home like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
They took Poppy, when he broke his leg, they took him across the river in a buggy. That's how they took him across. And they took him down on a freight train to Louise, to the hospital.
How did he break his leg?
Over here at Gallup, where the Burgess place is, Thug Burgess place in Big Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He was working there, and he got a sleeper with Rock.
Did your father ever work in the coal mines at Gallup, or not Gallup, but Richardson on up that way?
Papa worked in the coal mines at Drift.
At Drift?
Up at Drift in Martin. But,
Boy, but he never worked in Lawrence County. When you were in Louisa.
Yes, he used to work at Torchlight in Lawrence County. He worked at Torchlight in Lawrence County when I was real young. We all had to look off. There was four of us children. And I know he would come in. He worked night shifts. He'd come in and they would be icicles froze to his ring. I've seen my daddy come in and was it.
Oh, that must have been terrible working conditions.
It was. He went in for dark and he come out.
He worked.
He never saw daylight.
Well, do you know what the name of the company was?
Louisa
Coal Company. Who was it owned by, do you know?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
That wouldn't have been the one that Colonel Northup was connected with, was it?
It may be. Maybe he owned a lot of land.
That's what I was wondering. I don't know the name of the company, but I thought maybe you might have remembered your father mentioning him or something.
No, I don't. I just know he owns a lot of land.
Yes.
And he owns a lot of land on this side.
Did you ever remember seeing Colonel Northup?
Yes, I
do. What do you remember about him?
I remember his long beard. And he wasn't such a big man.
He wasn't?
No.
Really?
And he was a handsome man.
Everyone said that remembered him said he was so distinguished looking.
Well, he was, to look at him, you wouldn't have thought that he owned what he owned.
Was he a friendly type person?
He was a friendly type person, yes.
What occasion did you have to see him?
What was I'd seen Pace and meet him. Lost time. It's good.
He lived,
he lived, I tell you, for him and some of the two girls he lived, down below the, for the wash there at Panthers, down that street. They lived there.
Well,
when I knew.
Do you remember anything about him other than seeing him? Did you know his family or anything?
I knew the two girls.
What were their names?
I couldn't tell you. I forgot.
But you went to school at the same time they went to school?
With the two of the girls, yes. They was one. You know, she was tall. And she was a large girl. Was heavy. But she was
large bone or
just large.
Uh-huh.
And the other girl was younger, smaller.
Were they friendly?
Yes,
they sort of know what that
means. Did everybody realize that they had quite a bit of money?
Like the native, we didn't talk about that.
Did you ever know his wife? Did you know Colonel's wife? The reason I'm asking questions about him, I want to do a story on him sometime, and I have an old tintype of his children, and that's the reason I thought maybe you could give me some information about him. But that's all that you remember.
That's all I remember.
Okay. Who was the most outstanding person in your early life? Who influenced you the most?
Well, as I told you, Father Paul told you, Addie Burgess in my brewer school, and the question I wanted to be just like Professor Byington.
Both Professor Byington and Addie Burgess influenced you think?
Yeah.
What made them... other people have told me the same thing, that they were very inspiring. What made them different?
Well, they took interest in me. And I'll just tell you about Professor Byington. If he couldn't teach you anything, he would mean it to you. Now that's just
how I... He made sure that you got it, huh?
That you got it. Yes, he did. Now, I know what he and Greg. Now, I was bad. But now, he did me a great thing. And he wasn't harsh with us. The only way he'd ever be harsh to one of us is catch a slap with the boy that he knew wasn't the boy that we all need.
When he was teaching Goldie, did he have lots of patience? Would he go over and over and over, or what?
Yeah. Oh, we decided to get him leading us. We decided to get him. He made history books. Outline history books. I give it now.
Just a minute, I'm going to turn the tape.